in this part of the country, we have a lot of refugees that have come as a direct result of the fighting that happened in western Côte d'Ivoire. These were initially the cities of Touloupeau and Bloletin, and most recently the cities of Douekwe and then Giglo. So people have fled quite heavy combat. We've also recently heard of confirmed atrocities that happened in a number of these cities as well. And people arriving here tend to report that they themselves were either the victims of atrocities or have witnessed these, and others obviously witnessed the combat and were fleeing that. They watch people being killed in front of their eyes, family members or neighbors. So usually it's stories of violence either directly witnessed or even being the victims of violence themselves.
So what happens to the refugees once they cross the border where you are?
Well, right now we're working with UNHCR as well as NGO partners in trying to set up transit centers that would serve as shelter places for them. These would be anywhere from 1,000 to 5,000 persons per site. However, in the meantime, while these are being prepared, they have to remain in host communities, usually quite close to the border. This is really difficult because access is difficult in terms of the road conditions, and once it starts raining, they get almost inaccessible, a lot of these towns and villages. So the priority for us is to try and set up these sites, and that has only started this week. So until then, we have a lot of problems reaching people with trucks and with non-food items as well as food items and providing adequate provision. However, all of us are trying to do the best we can, but it is quite difficult.
Do you have an estimate as to how many refugees you're trying to help?
Numbers have always been a problem since the beginning of this crisis. This is because as people are at the border, there are some refugees that cross back and forth. Others are being registered at least twice. However, we think right now we're talking a number of about 30,000 people across the whole county of Grand Djedé.
Now, we've heard different reports on the refugees crossing the border depending on which way the fighting was going. And of late, we heard that many pro-Gbagbo supporters were crossing the border. Is that what you're seeing? Are you able to tell?
We would probably say that the vast majority are pro-Gbagbo supporters.
Now, when do you think you'll have the transit centers set up?
We're only going to start work either today or this week in general. So hopefully by the end of this week, we would be able to start moving people preliminarily while we finish the setup of all of the sites. So hopefully by the end of this week, there would already be movement of people towards the sites.
And what role will Oxfam play in that?
So Oxfam is working on water, sanitation and hygiene on these sites. So we set up water treatment systems and water supply systems. We also do latrines and we do distributions of non-food items for hygiene purposes, for storage of water, for soap and other hygienic items. And then eventually we're also going to work on food security, work with the host communities in Liberia. Here specifically, we are worried about the food insecurity as a result of market prices going up, and as well that Liberians have been sharing their food, which is already scarce, with Ivorian refugees. So we would hope to do seed and tool distributions so that for the coming harvest season, they're able to replenish their stock.